be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. The life of St. Veronica Giuliani was a continuous succession of penances that the Lord himself asked of her for the salvation of sinners and the liberation of souls from purgatory, which were the two main missions entrusted to her by our Lord Jesus Christ. God inspired in her such thirst to suffer for the salvation of others that everything seemed small to her, and God did not allow himself to be outdone in generosity. St. Veronica Giuliani also constantly speaks to us of her ecstasies and moments of heaven with the continuous apparitions of the child Jesus, of the glorious Jesus, or the crucified Jesus, of our Mother, the Virgin Mary, and of many other saints and angels. The evil one is a creature of God, a fallen angel. There are millions of demons who, with God's permission, tempt men. Why does God allow it? The Catechism of the Catholic Church says, "The power of Satan is nonetheless not infinite. He is only a creature, powerful from the fact that he is pure spirit, but still a creature. He cannot prevent the building up of God's reign. Although Satan may act in the world out of hatred for God and his kingdom in Christ Jesus, and although his action may cause grave injuries of a spiritual nature and indirectly even of a physical nature to each man and to society, the action is permitted by divine providence, which strength and gentleness guides human and cosmic history. It is a great mystery that providence should permit diabolical activity, but we know that in everything God works for good with those who love him." And St. Augustine of Hippo said, "God would not allow evil if he did not extract more good from the same evil." God allowed the devil to tempt and make St. Veronica Giuliani suffer, but God did not allow the evil one to tempt her against the virtue of chastity. Sometimes the devil appeared under the appearance of Jesus, the Mother Superior, a sister, or St. Veronica herself. St. Veronica Giuliani says, "Sometimes the demon appeared to me with the appearance of myself and did abominable things between them. The devil appeared to me in the figure of our Lord Jesus Christ, with radiance and with a smiling face. He came to me and said, 'I am in your favor. Do not hesitate.' I replied, 'Go to your chores. I hope in merciful God.' I spat in his face, and the devil, with a loud cry, disappeared." Father Crivelli, her confessor, says, "One day, St. Veronica was in her cell, and the devil came to visit her under the appearance of the Mother Superior of Novices, and said to St. Veronica that she wanted to tell her something confidential. She should not spend so much time talking with the confessor. It was enough to accuse herself of her faults without adding anything else, because the confessor would later tell the Mother Superior and other nuns things which could be a problem when admitting St. Veronica to the profession." St. Veronica Giuliani felt very heartbroken and went to the confessor to talk to him about the matter. The confessor commanded St. Veronica to go to see the Mother Superior to tell him why she had given this advice. The Mother Superior told Father Crivelli that she had never given St. Veronica such advice and that she had not been in St. Veronica's cell. Therefore, it was known that it was the same demon. St. Veronica Giuliani says, "During the novitiate year, the devil, under the appearance of myself, dressed as a novice, went to a sister's cell and told her all the bad things about the Mother Superior. Later, that sister went to see the Mother Superior and confessed that I had personally been in the sister's cell and told the sister many things about the Mother Superior. All of this upset the Mother Superior very much, who spent 3 or 4 days hardly speaking to me. I begged the Mother Superior to tell me why she didn't speak to me, and the Mother Superior told me how much the sister told her. I affirmed that I had not spoken to any person, and that I had not even set foot in the cells of the sister, and that such things had not occurred to me even by dream, with which it was known to have been the devil under my appearance." One day, a sister approached me and said, "Do not wait for the confessor, because for now he does not want to come. The devil made me dislike the confessor and tempted me a lot so that I would not want to confess." Another sister came to me and told me that the confessor and the Mother Superior had agreed against me. I replied, I imagine you are the devil who wants to disturb me. I am happy to comply with the obedience. Then I made the sign of the cross on myself and saw the sister disappear with a flash of lightning. I knew that it was the demon under the appearance of that sister. Sister Florida recalls, sometimes when St. Veronica did not eat anything, some religious found her in the kitchen or in the dining room or in the pantry eating what was there. They even saw her eat before receiving communion. With this behavior, St. Veronica was discredited as a liar and deceiver, but St. Veronica was calm and smiling. The sisters told the confessor about this and Father Capoletti, so the priest and the sisters observed her well, and it turned out that St. Veronica was in another part of the convent when they saw her eat, concluding that the demon had taken the appearance of St. Veronica to discredit her before the sisters. And St. Veronica Giuliani affirms, sometimes the devil took my own appearance from when I was secular, and it reminded me of all the things that I left behind. It already inspires in me aversion to everything. And at times, the devil makes me see that in everything in the past and in the present, he has achieved victory. On two occasions, while I was writing at night, he took the pen from my hand and threw it in the middle of the cell, but I laughed at it, and picking it up right away, I wrote more than ever. Very often, the devil takes my appearance, trying to persuade me that I belong to him, but I belong to Jesus, and I love him. Sometimes the demons taking my appearance did abominable things, such things that I have never thought of. Many, many times when the devil appears under my appearance, I would like to hit him good. I have told the devil once that I want to beat him hard with all my heart, and I think I will, because now more than ever the devil is tempting me. And from what I see, the devil would like me to be a coward and make myself fall into despair and distrust of God. But at the moment, I feel so spirited that I don't seem to be afraid. I fully embrace God. In Him I trust and hope now and always. Tonight, there have been ghosts that, taking my appearance, blasphemed each other and cursed God. At last, I have scolded them, and I have taken holy water, pouring it on them, and they have fled like lightning. A multitude of demons came with infernal fury and wanted to prey on me. Our most holy mother, the Virgin Mary, defended me, and with an order, she hurled them all to hell. After which, as a loving mother, she gave me a kiss. I found myself surrounded by many demons, all of whom were waiting for the soul to come out of the body to take over me. They declared that they had already won, that I belonged to them, and there was no one to defend me. My guardian angel was by my side and seemed to enjoy seeing me abandoned in the battle against the demons. The guardian angel intervened at the opportune moment, but he allowed the demons certain things with the permission of God, and the guardian angel was glad to see that St. Veronica defeated the devil and made many merits for the salvation of sinners and the liberation of souls from purgatory. The guardian angel did not lose sight of St. Veronica, and was present in her struggles with the devil and intervened when necessary. Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.